NFL Hall of Famer, Mr. Brian Urlacher. How you doing, bro?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Good. How about that, man? Good. We're moving up in the world. We got an intro for you.
That was the first time hearing something like that on the show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we decided we'd church it up for you a little bit this year.
Money on the production or something. It's crazy.
Hey, big time, you know, big time. So before we get into this, you're in Chicago. You're there for tomorrow night's. They're celebrating the 100th year of the NFL, and
yep.
Green Bay Packers are in town. I know you got all kinds of festivities going. So what's it like? I mean, how excited is the franchise, and what's the buzz around the city just to kick this game off tomorrow night?
The whole city is going. I mean, downtown is nuts right now. Grand Park, they've had, festivities yesterday, today, tomorrow. It's supposed to be busy all day. I actually have a couple of appearances over there tomorrow. Just the excitement around this game is phenomenal. I did an appearance at Great Lakes Naval Base, which is up where we used to live, Dusty, up here in Chicago, right by
Waukegan, right?
Waukegan, right by around where we used to live. But, yeah, I was there for half an hour, hour and a half yesterday doing some stuff. Just cool, man. It was Jordy Nelson was there with me, and sort of like a Bears-Packers-themed challenge event. So it's cool. I'm excited. I'm really happy to be going to the game.
I'm glad football season is there because baseball season is about to be over for the Cubs.
Oh, darn. Oh, it's not. They're going to be in the wild card.
Ooh.
Just saying in terms of the
playoffs. You don't
playoffs.
Think they're going to be one and done, Mark? Why is it always so negative, Dusty?
Well, he's a Cardinals fan, so he hates the Cubs.
Yeah, I was throwing a little shade on the Cubs.
Oh,
I was not negative. I was
one of those
positive
two
for my
franchises won a World Series in the last 5 years.
Ooh.
4 years. 3 years.
That is the biggest
Whatever.
Cubs fan thing to say of all time. I mean, the Cardinals
well, hey,
decorated
only
that
last
history,
series,
and you're going to throw 5 years at us. I mean, hopefully
right.
We'll take care of that this season.
What was it, 100 years without winning or something like that?
That's correct. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
That's okay.
Matter.
I mean, I love Wrigley Field, and I love your town of Chicago. It's a great place.
It's
Don't
great
bring
here.
Up baseball. It's the NFL preview. All right, I'm going to let you.
My bad. I'm ready.
Since you're the guest, you want to go AFC or NFC first? We'll go one segment here, take a break. We'll come back and do the other. So what do you want first, bro?
Do the AFC first.
Okay, AFC. Let's start. Let's make it easy on everybody. I think 1 year, not very long ago, I think Brian went on a limb and had the Jets to win the AFC East. Now, clearly, I don't think he's going to do that again. AFC East, who do you like?
I have to go first.
Yeah, you.
Okay, I'll take the Bills.
Stop it.
I'm going with the Bills. The Bills, their defense is going to be really good this year. Josh Allen's going to be better quarterback. And last year they were improved during the season, so I'm going with the Bills.
Wow, I got to say.
I'm not joking around. I'm going with the Bills.
I did not see that coming.
Brian, how good is their defense in the league? I mean, I know their secondary is great, but I assume that's one of the reasons why you're picking them. They have a top five defense?
You know, I do believe they're top five, top three. I mean, they got Ed Oliver up front. They've already had a good D-line. The kid, a linebacker, the kid from Virginia Tech, I can't think of his name, Tremaine Edmonds is a beast. I think he's, Coach Babich, who coached me in Chicago, said the kid athletically and mentally he's got it all. So I think they're going to be good. I think Josh Allen will be much improved as well.
Hey, you know what's crazy? If I'm lying, I'm dying. I did Virginia Tech 2 years ago. There's two Edmonds brothers. One's a safety, one's a backer. And my comp on him was Brian Urlacher because he's 6'4". He runs like a deer. And that's interesting that you brought him up. That's definitely outside the box in the way we want to get this thing going. I'm going Patriots, Mark. Who you got?
Patriots, I don't have a lot of analysis on it. I did have the Bills second ahead of the Jets.
Okay.
So I hear what Brian is saying, and I've seen a couple people pick them. I think it'd be great if we had some competition in this division, man. I mean, it's incredible. The streak of, 13 years in a row is it for the Patriots going back to 2008? It's not quite that. It's 10 in a row, but that's
– It's too many.
I'm ready to see that come to an end.
Well, I think the Dolphins are tanking, so I don't think that they're going to be in the mix at all. I think they'd like to lose as much as they can. All right, let's go AFC North. This is interesting. Cleveland is everybody's darling. Do they get it done, Brian?
Yes, that's what my pick is. I'm going with Cleveland. Pittsburgh, it's hard to pick against Pittsburgh because they've been so good for so long. I actually think they're going to be better than they were last year without I know Le'Veon didn't play, but without all the drama they went through last year, I think they're much improved. But I'm still taking Cleveland. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this, just because we talk about this some, but what does that do to a locker room? I mean, the teams that I was on there for 4 years, we had such good veteran leadership. That was never an issue. Yeah. But were you ever on teams there that it was the other way, that there was that disruption? And how big of an impact can that be on an organization when that happens?
I was so fortunate that we never had any issues like that in our life. We didn't have any divas. You know, we had really good players, good receivers, good running backs. But nobody who thought they were better than anybody else. I'm not saying those guys thought that, but we just never. I don't know if it was because of the locker room we had and the guys that they respected us enough not to do that. But and our organization ran the organization the right way as well. We just didn't let it get to that, and so I never had to deal with that, unfortunately. But it's got to be a little bit divisive, I would think, with you trying to pick sides and trying to get this guy to do that. Just there's too much going on. Just play football.
I'm with you. I'm going Cleveland as well, guys. And yeah. As much as I love the offense, and it's great, the offensive line worries me a little bit. But the receivers with Jarvis and Odell, and I think Baker's going to put up big numbers. But for me, it's the defensive line. I look at Myles Garrett. They go get Olivier Vernon. They got two legit corners outside with Ward, and now they get Greedy Williams. And I just think that defense, as much as everybody's enamored with the offense, that defense ultimately is what's going to win them a division crown for the first time in a long time. Marcus, who you got?
I have Cleveland. I'll make it 3-for-3. Their schedule, I think, is the best in the division. Pittsburgh concerns me a little bit because I think it's going to be really – replacing Antonio Brown isn't as easy as just going, oh, this guy was a bad element on the team, and so we'll be better off without him. I think that's going to be more difficult than they think. So I think that'll be very competitive, maybe the most competitive division in football. Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh is my order.
Hey, real quick, Brian, just on Baltimore, what did you think of Lamar Jackson last year, and what do you think he's going to do in a sophomore encore?
I mean, he creates some headaches. I know that. Not just him, but the way they run the football. I mean, they really devoted themselves to running the football, and they did it. You know, with him a quarterback, they could do some different things. And they got physical up front. You know, they got in two tights and two backs, and they just said they're going to run the football, stop it. And they did that. So, you know, I think he'll get better throwing the football. It's just going to take time. You know, I think the more he works with NFL quarterback coaches, he's going to get better at it. But they're interesting to me as well, just the way if they get that offense going and he starts throwing it pretty well, they could be really dangerous because, you know, defense is always good.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown, first-round pick.
Yeah.
People around here know he can get behind a defense. Can Lamar get him the ball? That's the question. All right, AFC South. If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said the Colts. Our man Chris Ballard's there, former scout with the Bears when you and I played, and he's done a nice job assembling the roster. Obviously, Andrew Luck retires. Quickly, before I get a division winner, were you shocked when Andrew Luck retired?
I was shocked, but I applaud him. I mean, to make that decision in the prime of your career, you know, the injury cycle is a vicious cycle. And Dustin, you've been in it. You know, you get hurt, you just try to rehab to get back better. Then you hurt yourself again. You're never really healthy because you got a couple of injuries going at one time. I think he did the right thing for himself, for his family, for his future. Just what a great decision. The thing I worry about is in a year, he's going to feel great. You know, his body's going to feel good again. And then he's going to start thinking, okay, maybe I should come back and play again. And I think once you shut it down, you got to stay shut down. That's my opinion.
Okay, very good. Who you like to win the division?
I'm going with Houston. You know, this is all because of Andrew Luck. Like you said, if he asked 3 weeks ago, I would have picked the Colts as well. But I think Jacksonville's still going to struggle, and I think Houston's going to be better this year. Defense is still going to be good. They'll still be formidable, but their offense, I'm a huge fan of Deshaun Watson. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the NFL. Running the ball is going to be a little more challenging now with Lamar Miller going down, but I still think they're going to have the best team in that division.
Yeah, you know, I hate to agree, but I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's got to stay healthy. You know what I mean? And I say that.
Yeah.
It's like it's his fault, but he's been banged up. But I still like that defense. The Jadeveon Clowney trade, I understood it. He wasn't going to sign. It was going to turn a Le'Veon Bell situation. I don't know what Barkavius Mingo can bring. But their offense, man, adding Laremy Tunsil, a legit left tackle, that's going to help keep Deshaun Watson upright. And Kenny Stills now all of a sudden the number two opposite DeAndre Hopkins. I think that's a pretty potent offense. So I'm with you. I think Bill O'Brien, the Houston Texans, they win the AFC South. Marcus?
I'm going to stick with the Colts. I think Jacoby Brissett can step in for Luck. And I like what they've done. They've put a really good team. I mean, the offensive line is solid. They've had good luck drafting on the defensive side of the ball, and they kind of make it work with what they've got. So I think the Colts, these teams have a really difficult schedule too. And so I think also a very competitive division. And I'm worried about, to me, I worry a little bit about Bill O'Brien, and I worry about some of the situations on the offensive line. And I know that Laremy Tunsil is going to help him a bunch, but if Deshaun Watson has to scramble and run around, there's just been so many things kind of go wrong with the Texans that I'm not convinced that they're going to have a clean bill of health again this season. So a slight lean towards the Colts over the Jags and the Texans.
Okay. AFC West. We've got John Gruden out there now. He's back. Denver's got a new quarterback in Mr. Flacco, and the Chargers and Chiefs, two of the more talented teams in all of football. Brian, who you got winning the AFC West?
This one's easy for me. It's the Chiefs. I love the Chargers. I think they'll be the wild card team, but the Chiefs are going to be better this year. You know, they got everyone back on offense for the most part. The Tyreek situation's over. Defensively, they have to be better on defense. There's no – I mean, they can't be any worse than they were last year, so they're going to be better up front on defense. And Mahomes is – I mean, I don't know how he's going to duplicate last year, but you would think the progression is just going to keep getting better and better for him the more he plays. So this is easy Chiefs for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Patrick Mahomes, and I know how big of a fan you are of Andy Reid, and Andy Reid has really done a nice job, you know, putting Patrick Mahomes in a great situation, right? Allowing him to flourish, allowing him to take some of that stuff that he ran in college, implement in the NFL, and Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, the weapons that they have. I mean, when Sammy Watkins is your number two, that's scary to deal with. So I'm totally with you. What I like, the Honey Badger, bringing him over. When he can stay on the field, man, he is a playmaker. He's making plays all over the field. They do lose D Ford, but they bring in Frank Clark from Seattle, who I think actually holds up better against the run and the pass. I'm a big fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think they win the division again this year, Mark.
Chiefs all the way. I have the Broncos in the wild card. I think that there's going to be improvement there with Joe Flacco, and they got a great defense. And I think the home field advantage there is significant. The one thing I don't like about the Chargers is I think the Melvin Gordon situation is a little bit concerning for them, and they really had everything go right for them last season. I think Phillip Rivers has made me a believer. I hope he has a good year because I've got him in a couple of fantasy leagues with some of the weapons on that offense. But I don't think the Chargers are going to win 12 games again this season.
Okay, what do you think about Denver, Brian? What do you think about that defense he referenced? You got Chubb on one side, you got Von Miller on the other. Is a pass rush like that and a defense like that enough to get an offense that's still probably going to be finding its way this year?
I think that's enough. You know, we've seen in the past some teams where it's been enough. I just don't know if it's enough there. You know, I just don't know if they have enough on offense. You know, they haven't been a great running team. They don't really have a lot of weapons outside. I just don't see where that point's going to come from offensively. And your defense can carry you for a while, but that division's so good, it's just going to be hard to win with a really, really good defense when you're playing the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's tough, man.
Yeah, you better be able to score. I'm with you. All right, wild cards. We got our division winners. Wild cards. Brian, you mentioned you have Chargers as one. Who's your other wild card this year?
I'm going to go with the Steelers. I'm a big fan. You know, I said they're going to be better this year. I think they're going to win second in that division, which will be 10-6, 11-5, be good enough to catch a wild card.
So I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right from the gold jacket wearing NFL Hall of Famer.
Oh, the Patriots!
You don't have Tommy Terrific in the postseason. No. Is that correct?
That could be a mistake by me, but I am going to go. I'm going on a limb, man. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the San Diego Chargers in the wild cards.
Okay, very good. I got the exact same wild card. I got the Steelers. I've said the same thing you said. It's like we're sharing a brain on some of this. But I kind of think in a weird way the Steelers might actually be better off this year than they were last year. And that's crazy to say, but I think James Conner, as we saw last year, he's going to be productive. That's a good offensive line. I think James Washington is going to come that number two. And we're going to see Juju Smith-Schuster, continue to put up huge numbers in that offense. And the one thing that I really like, the linebacker they went and got – Michigan, Devin Bush, to help solidify the second level of that defense. I think that's going to help them as much as anything. Steelers get back in the postseason. Mark, who you got as your wild cards?
Baltimore and Denver. I'll make this. I've got a nice summer jacket that has a yellowish hue to it. And if the Patriots don't make the playoffs, Brian, I'll wear that jacket to my show every day for a month after the NFL season. And that'll be in the middle of January, so it won't be a great look. So I'm just going to make you that promise.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Final thing on the AFC. AFC Championship, and ultimately, who do you have going to the Super Bowl?
I got Chiefs in the AFC Championship versus – oh, man, it's so tough over there. Let's go Chiefs and Chargers. Let's stay in the AFC. They're in the AFC West, right? Let's go Chiefs versus Chargers in the AFC Championship game. And Chiefs go to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs, Chargers. I've got Chiefs. I'm going to say Chiefs, Houston. Though I don't have a strong feeling about that. But I'm going to say Chiefs, Houston made some moves. They'll be improved. And I got Kansas City as well. Andy Reid going to try to win his first Super Bowl ring as a head coach. He's been there before Philly, but he couldn't win it. And I'll tell you next hour or next segment if he can get it done. All right, I got Kansas City coming out of the AFC, Mark. Who do you have?
KC coming out of the AFC, KC New England rematch of last year's championship game, and they'll kind of exercise the demons with a little bit of an improved defense.
All right, there you have it. Division winners, all three of us are on the Chiefs. Chiefs going to the Super Bowl representing the AFC. Patty Mahomes is the reigning MVP. We all think he's going to be able to get it done and get Kansas City to a Super Bowl. What do we think about the NFC? Stick around. We'll tell you after these words.
The Morning Animals.
I do have some breaking bad.
Bless the sports animal. Home of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
This is the Monsters of the Midday NFL season preview.
Pass is caught. Deflection. Touchdown. Cowboys win.
With special guests and NFL Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher.
Are you kidding me?
Mark, Dustin, and Brian will pick who's going to the playoffs.
Hopkins with one hand.
Who will be the biggest surprise?
Oh, how did he pull that off?
And who will win the Super Bowl?
We're going in the Super Bowl!
It's the NFL season preview now on WWLS, the sports animal.
All right, the AFC's in the books. Time to get to the NFC. Before we do that, though, a couple things I want to throw out. Huge news breaking today. And you and I were talking the other day about Zeke, but Jerry opened up his pocketbook, Brian. $50 million guaranteed. Zeke is signed, sealed, delivered. He will play this week. What are your thoughts about the way this has played out? Is that money well spent by Jerry, Brian?
I think it's money well spent. I think he's the best player on our offense. He makes everyone else better. But I just don't like the way these guys go about it these days, about holding out. It's frustrating. I know it's always happened, but, you know, if you have 2 years left on your deal, I think you got to kind of play it out a little more. 1 year is a little different. Dak's in a different situation, and he still showed up on pre-training camp. You know, I'm glad he got his money. I think he's like some of the best player on our offense, but sometimes I like the way they go about it.
Yeah, and the fact that he got exactly what he wanted, what are the ramifications for other guys to do the same in the future? Sets a bad precedent.
They still got Dak to pay. They still got Amari to pay. They offered him both a lot of money, but, you know, if Zeke gets what he wants, then what if they – I just don't have to keep paying all these guys. It's crazy to me. I have to keep just forking out that money.
I totally agree. I'm right there with you. I'm kind of scratching my head trying to figure out where all this money's coming from. But, hey, as long as they can keep – you got to sign Zach, got to sign Amari. If they do that, it's going to be a good nucleus for the foreseeable future. NFC East, who you got?
Talk about the Cowboys some more. I think the Cowboys, especially now with Zeke back, defensively, they're going to be good again. Offensively, still. You know, I think Lamar's going to be there. Hopefully, he's going to be good. Linton's back. Good up front. Just, you know, keep doing all about how good they are. Well, side of the football. But I think they're going to win that division.
I want to say the Dallas Cowboys, but I can't. I'm going to pick the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC East. Here's why. Is because Jordan Howard, former Bear, is now there. And they drafted a guy who I think is going to be a stud, Miles Sanders from Penn State. And I just think that with the running game they're going to have, Carson Wentz stays healthy, that defense they have over there, it's just going to be too much. I think it's going to be a hard-fought, very tough division. Dallas is going to be in the thick of it, but I think the Eagles are the cream of the crop in the NFC East. Marcus, what do you got?
Okay, I got a quick question for both of you guys. Do you know how many teams have won a division in the NFL since 2015? How many different?
How many different teams have won a division? No.
I don't know.
20. I mean, it's just really difficult. I mean, you know, you
what?
That is a lot. And again, here's one of the reasons why I agree with Dusty, is that I think that there's something to this repeating as a division winner in the NFC East. It's not been done since Philadelphia in 2004. I think Philly has a superior coach in Doug Peterson. I think they've got, as Dusty said, a bunch of different weapons. Like, one guy goes down, they got so much depth at running back. They've got a ton of depth in the wide receiver core. There's not one guy that kind of stands out, but Alshon Jeffrey's really good. And I think that Carson Wentz will have a good season. And I haven't even mentioned Zach Ertz, who's great. Defensively, they're a little bit underrated. And I think that Dallas, after winning the division last year, just be a little bit more difficult on the Cowboys than the Eagles. So I think both teams will probably make the playoffs, but I like the Eagles to win the division.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I agree.
You agree with me on Peterson in terms of – like coaching philosophy?
Yeah, yeah. And you know where he's from. I mean, he's an Andy Reid guy. So Yeah. Okay. Brian, you back with us?
I'm sorry. What'd you, yeah, I'm back.
Okay. You were like on Mars there for a second, so we.
Well, I just got cut off. I'm confused because how many full seasons has Carson Wentz played healthy?
That's a good point you make. It's a good point. It's a good point. I'm not going to argue the fact.
We're all basing our key picks on healthy teams. I get that. But
right.
This guy hasn't been on the field for a full season yet, so we'll see.
No, that's a good point. I thought about that. No, you're 100% right. The last time he was on the field, I mean, I just go back to their Super Bowl winning season. He was the MVP until he went down. Now, I know what Nick Foles did.
Nick Foles won the Super Bowl for him.
You're right. No, you're right.
He's never started a playoff game.
Again, you're right on that. So, hey, I'm not going to be – I'd rather you be right than me, okay?
Yeah.
I want the Cowboys to win the division. I'm not against you.
Me too.
I'm with you. All right, how about the NFC North, the division you and I know very well, the Bears. The Bears, they get it done again?
Yes, we do. I think – tough division. I think one of the toughest divisions in football with Minnesota's going to be better. Green Bay is going to be better, you would think. Detroit, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, you just don't know. But I think the Bears with the advancement Mitch is going to make this year a quarterback, they still got really good players. And defensively, if they can just do what they did last year, which is going to be really hard to do, by the way, because they were really good, they're going to be phenomenal. But just another year, you know, under these guys' belt on defense is going to help them out. But I just don't see anyone knocking them off in that division.
What do you see in – okay, two things real quick because I want to dive a little deeper with you on the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky, you do think he's going to be better. And what are your thoughts of Coach Nagy? What did you think of him so far as the head man?
Huge fan of both guys. Huge fan of Mitch. And Coach Nagy the players love playing for him. The more I talk to the more guys I'm around, the more I talk to him, they love playing for the dude. He's a player's coach, but he makes them work. He doesn't, you know, doesn't spoil them. He works their butts off, but they enjoy playing for him. Mitch, another year in the system, another year under Coach Nagy. Played good last year. Guy went to the Pro Bowl last year. I don't care if it was alternate, whatever. He went to the Pro Bowl. So he was good enough to be among the best players in the NFL. And he's just going to get better and better. I'm so impressed by him. Just being around him a little bit this offseason. Super nice kid. Very well respectable. And it's just hard not to like them for me.
David Montgomery is a guy you're going to love.
Oh,
Iowa
yeah.
State, third round pick. I think he's going to have a big year for that Bears rushing attack. As
Agreed.
Much as I would love all that to come to fruition, I'm going to go with the Vikings. I'm taking the Purple People Eaters. If Dalvin Cook for me is going to be the difference. I was watching their week two preseason game against the Cardinals, and I think first offensive play, Dalvin Cook took one like 60 to the house. And I just thought, man, if he can stay healthy, another guy, I'm kind of banking on guys that haven't been healthy to stay healthy this year because he has not played many games in his first 2 years. But when he has, they've run the football well. If they can get a running game to complement that passing game, that's going to be a tough offense to deal with. And I think Zimmer knows defense. And they have players over there. Everson Griffin, to me, is a really good player. I think really all three levels we can find players that are good. I think both the Bears and the Vikings have two of the better defenses in the NFC. I'll just slightly give a slight lean, kind of similar to the NFC East. I think those are, to me, we're going to have four playoff teams out of those two divisions. But I'll take the Vikings to get back on top of the division, Marcus.
I think the Bears' schedule, I like it a little bit more in terms of who they have at home and who they would have to beat on the road. I also think that the Bears have the better quarterback of these two teams than the Vikings. So I think that the Bears, even though there's not been a team repeat in this division since the Packers did it in 2014, I think the Bears are going to win this division.
Yep.
Mark, you sound smart.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, yes. It's so crazy to me because I think Aaron Rodgers is incredible, but I'm as down on the Packers I've been in a while, Brian.
I think it's the unknown because he didn't play in the preseason. You don't know what offense is going to show up because you don't know what LaFleur is bringing. I mean, if it brings a Tennessee offense, then you're going to be scared because they're not going to be very good because they were not good in Tennessee. I know it's not the same players, but that offense in Tennessee was terrible. They scored like 17 points a game, and you don't know what to expect. I know that they're going to be better on defense. I do believe that. They find some good players in the offseason, but just you don't know. The offense is the unknown. We'll find out tomorrow night, but it's going to be fun to see.
We will find out tomorrow night. NFC South, Ron Rivera, former defensive coordinator of ours, head coach at Carolina. Also New Orleans, a team that I thought should have been in the Super Bowl last year. And Atlanta, that's a team that I think is really good, too. This is a division that always it changes almost year after year. Does New Orleans repeat this year, Brian?
I believe they do. It's a good division. I think Carolina will be a little bit better. I think the Falcons are going to surprise some people. Just don't know how well they can play defense. You know, they'll score some points like they always do. Just not sure how well they'll be on defense. But New Orleans is good. Drew Brees is the man. Defensively, they play great. And Kamara in the backfield, Michael Thomas. I mean, they got all the big names you want over there.
Yeah. Also added Jared Cook as a tight end. It's been a while since Drew Brees had a weapon at tight end. That guy's name was Jimmy Graham. It was pretty good. Watch out for Taysom Hill. Not that he's going to steal Drew Brees' job, but they're going to have packages for him. They're going to be tough for defense to deal with. I'm 100% with you. I like the Saints to win the NFC South once again this year. Mark, who do you like?
I like the Panthers to win this division. I was impressed with what they were able to do last year with Cam Newton, and I think he's going to be healthier this year. I like Curtis Samuel. I think that he will have a really good season. I think that the Panthers are more equipped. Gerald McCoy is going to allow them to do some things on defense that they haven't been able to do. So hopefully, again, maybe they get a little bit more of a bill of clean health than what they've had in the past, and they've got enough to overcome the Saints, which, man, the Saints have been cursed, right? I mean, they should have been in the last two Super Bowls.
Yep.
Yes, they have been cursed. And I'll tell you what, one thing I do like about Carolina.
Saints could be in the playoffs, though.
McCaffrey. McCaffrey is, he can go get it.
Yeah, he's a really good running back. Very underrated, in my opinion, as well.
All right, NFC West. I like the Rams. You know, I Seattle, I'd like, you know, I still like Russell Wilson. I think he does good things. I don't love the roster. I know that they added Jadeveon Clowney. That's going to help bolster their defense, but I just think they need more. Chris Carson had a really nice year last year, over 1,000 yards. I think he was over 1,100, as a matter of fact. I don't know. I can't put them over the roster that I see for the L.A. Rams. Aaron Donald's too good. They have too much talent on both sides of the ball. So, and then Sean McVay making all the calls. I don't know necessarily if I think Jared Goff should be the highest paid quarterback, though he is obviously a beneficiary of timing. Timing is everything. But I like the Rams and the West, Brian.
I agree with you, Dusty. This is what I had a hard time with, because I do like Seattle, and they always win. You know, you look at their roster, you don't see the big names on their rosters, but they always win. I think that's a credit to John Schneider, the way he drafts and go gets players. Klein's going to have their defense, no doubt about that. You said Carson's a beast. I like watching this guy play football, man. He runs hard. He's an Oklahoma State guy, right?
That's right, yeah.
The dude runs hard. I like what he fits that style of offense for Coach Carroll, but there's just too much talent in L.A. I mean, like you said, I don't agree with Goff being the highest paid guy, but he was the next guy up, so he got paid. Donald, Tlaib, all these guys on defense they have, and then offense you can go up and down that roster. But they're just too talented, I think, to win the division.
Marcus?
I'm going on one angle and one angle only here, is that the Super Bowl loser is so tough emotionally to come back the next season. And I think the Gurley situation is a little weird. I'm not sure how healthy he's going to be or how much they're going to have to do things differently because of the way that it went down last year. And I like the Seahawks. I think that they're an underrated team with a very good coach, very good quarterback, and a great philosophy. Like, they're going to run the football. They've got some depth. And even though Chris Carson, we didn't really even, I think at the time, think he was that great at Oklahoma State, but he's been one of the more effective backs in the NFL based on that system. And I still think that, well, again, I'm not sure how great their offensive line is, but they run that scheme where it makes it tough on defenses. So I got the Seahawks and I got the Rams out of the playoffs. I got the Cowboys and the Saints in there, and I think it's just a hangover year for the Rams.
Cowboys Saints is your wild card. Okay, Brian, we fell victim to that, right? I mean, after my rookie year, we had the injury bug, but we came back, and so to Mark's point, that does happen.
It makes a lot of sense what he said, that's for sure.
Well, that's the first time in a long
time. Agreed. Second time on the show, though.
What do you like for the NFC wild card, Brian?
I want to go with the Vikings. I think they're going to be, like I said, improved defensively. They're always good. I'm going to take that. I think Cousins plays better this year. I really hope he wins some games against winning teams so we can quit talking about that, because I think he's better than people give him credit for. And the other team, I'm going to go with the Eagles. I like the Eagles. I love Coach Peterson. He does a good job up there. And if Wentz stays healthy, they're going to be good. They'll challenge for a division, but I think they get the second wild card.
Well, I'm right there with you. You and I have the exact same six teams in. I just have the opposite division. I got Bears, Cowboys. Okay. I have Minnesota, Philly to win those divisions, but I got it flipped. I got Bears, Cowboys making it as a wild card. All right, now on to our NFC Championship. Who you got, Mr. Urlacher?
I am going to go with the New Orleans Saints once again, get back there, and they're going to be heartbroken again by the Bears. I got Bears and Saints in the NFC Championship, and the Bears winning.
Ooh, the Chicago Bears to the bowl, y'all. Wow.
They're going to get better and better. They stay healthy. They're going to open some eyes.
Oh, I like it. And this isn't a homer pick, right? This is you really believe this?
No. Well, I don't ever pick them. How many years?
I know. Never.
Have I picked them?
Never.
So I really believe that this could be their year to get it done.
I like it. I like it a lot. I've got Philly and the Saints in the NFC Championship, and it's going to be heartbreak again for Drew Brees and that team. I got Philly, Kansas City, the all Andy Reid Super Bowl is my matchup. So give me KC, give me the Eagles for this Super Bowl coming up. Mark, who do you got?
We got the same Super Bowl, man. How did that happen? I got Kansas City, and I didn't want to have the same Super Bowl as you, but we do. Kansas City, Philly. I got Philly and Dallas in the NFC Championship game, which will be a big day in Dusty's house.
It will be a big day at my house. All right, Brian, your Super Bowl champion. Is it the Bears? They get it done?
It hurts me to say, but no, I think Kansas City, I think this is their year. I think they learned enough from last year. And like I said, they don't have to have a lot more defense than they did last year, but they're going to have a little bit more, and I think that's enough to put them over the hump. I kind of squeak by the Bears in the Super Bowl this year. Our time's coming, but it's not going to be this year.
Okay, well, I've got Kansas City over Philly. Andy Reid, the master, will take down the pupil. Peterson learned everything he knows from Andy Reid, and Andy Reid, he's going to finally get what he's been chasing for so long. He's going to finally get that validation, that Super Bowl championship ring, and Kansas City will be rejoicing in February as they win this year's Super Bowl. Mark, tell me we don't have the exact same winner.
I got Philly over Kansas City.
Okay.
We do not have the exact same winner. I just liked it. I like their depth. We talked about coaching. That would be a great angle if it is KC and Philly in the Super Bowl with the coaching matchup. And I think it'd be an excellent game.
Okay. Very good. Well,
interesting.
Yeah. There's some symmetry here. I'd say there's some agreement, some disagreement. And that's what makes this so much fun. All right, man. Well, I know you got all kinds of stuff to do. Thanks for carving out a couple minutes for us.
Yep.
For this year's preview. Enjoy
Chi-Town. Year, man.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care, Steve.
There you go. The NFL Hall of Famer, Brian Urlacher. Him and I both have the Kansas City Chiefs winning it all. Mark Rogers, the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt Ravis, what do you think?
I think I'm going to pick the Patriots. It seems like easy money.
It's the smart money, right?
Yeah. How have we not picked the Patriots? I mean, I get it. That was a pretty bold choice by Brian, though.
That was a really bold choice.
To completely ice them out of the postseason. That was that's definitely getting out there. I was so close to picking Dallas Philly, just like you in the NFC Championship game, Mark. I didn't quite do it. What'll be interesting, and you know, we'll talk about it on the other side. Let's talk about it on the other side. We also have the chopping block coming up, so we do need a caller on the line, and we got a great giveaway. Mickey Mantle's is stepping up, and if you're looking for a big night out on the town, on us right here on the Monster of the Midday, you want to dial now. 460-9957. First caller is a winner. You can play the chopping block on the other side of this break after Mark tells us what's going on at Aquascape.
Visit the website here at aquascapeokc.com to see their award-winning pools and backyards for inspiration for your own home. Now, you can visit the website, and that's convenient, but if you want to see how truly striking it is, you need to come see us in person, 2001 East Britton Road, where they have displays outside here, and see what Antonio can do for your backyard. He can take care of anything that you need. 359-0140, their fall pool dig schedule is filling up, so you need to get on the list. And show your family what a great summer you can have with Aquascape. 359-0140.
Chopping block on the other side. Call now, 460-9957 on the Monsters.
Sports Animal Soundbite.
That's really the only thing you could really get up.